What posterity has done to Franz Schubert is really painful. This homely, cheery, slightly incapable, naive Biedermeier man, this has virtually nothing to do with the real Franz Schubert. The only thing that is correct is that he came from a bitterly poor situation and remained poor for the whole of his life. He died at the age of barely 32 in 1828 from typhus. He began composing early as an adolescent. About 15 years remained for his work, and in this time, unbelievably, he wrote musical history. More than 600 songs alone, some of which have become true folk songs. For example, Am Brunnen vor dem Tore, at the fountain before the gate. But to think of Schubert primarily from the songs and small, intimate chamber music also belongs to the false picture of the Biedermeier Schubert. In his symphonies, in the great piano sonatas, in the masses and also in the operas, we meet a completely different Schubert. There's no question of a Biedermeier feeling for life. Schubert's letters and diaries show him to be an independent fellow, using wit and irony. In personal dealings, he was in no way cheerful. He was rather morose and anything but diplomatic.
Whatever's in me, I let it out. Full stop. Many of Schubert's works were first performed in the circle of his friends. These were the Schubertiades, where, so to say, home music was made, albeit at a very high level. We see such an evening portrayed here. The picture is by the painter Moritz von Schwind, who was one of Schubert's close friends. He painted it from memory, however, 40 years after Schubert's death. There are so many personalities from the Viennese artistic scene of the time that it's not at all easy to distinguish them in the picture. Schubert is, naturally, sitting at the piano. Directly next to him, the large man sitting in front of the piano, is the tenor Johann Michael Vogel, who premiered most of Schubert's songs. On the other side of Schubert, the host is sitting, Josef von Spaun. The young woman at the back in the picture on the wall is Carolina von Esterhazy. Schubert and her are reputed to have had a romance. On the right of the portrait is a group of painters, the third, Moritz von Schwind himself. A little further right are the only two guests not devoutly listening to the music. Franz von Schober, with whom Schubert lived for many years, is joking with his girlfriend. And behind these two are standing a couple of poets, the most famous of whom is directly behind Schober's girlfriend, Franz Grillparzer.
The beautiful piano you can see here is not from among Schubert's possessions. Actually, Schubert owned no piano at all except in the last 6 months before his death. Up till then, he hadn't been able to afford it, so he composed at the writing desk, which means he must have had the entire composition already in his head. He wouldn't have been able to try it out without a piano. He composed very quickly, 6 to 7 hours a day, and made few corrections, as one can see on his manuscript pages which remain. When he occasionally wanted to check something on the piano, then he went to friends and sat in front of their piano. To compose, he naturally used his famous Schubert spectacles, and these are one of the most precious exhibits in the House of Music. Opposite, in the high display case in the corner, there are his original glasses.